From the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another, 'We played the flute for you, but you didn't dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He's possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." The Gospel of the Lord. Throughout this Advent season, we mark a triple dynamism. The Lord is coming. We go out to meet the Lord. And in that embrace, He seeks to transform us in such a way that we continue to journey with Him. To live a good Advent, this is what it's about. When we go out to meet the Lord, who's going to take the lead? We're going to meet Him on our terms. We're going to meet Him on His terms. Today's Gospel is precisely about that. And Jesus, in a sense, was lamenting the way that many of those who had come out to meet Him in huge numbers were wanting to receive Him. He said, "To what shall I compare this generation?" And He wasn't just talking about the generation 2,000 years ago. He's talking about every generation. He's talking about us. "To what shall I compare this generation? It's like children in marketplaces trying to play music and make somebody else dance. If we play a fast tune, we want you to do a jitterbug. If we play a waltz, that's what we want you to do. We're in charge." And there's a very important sort of verb here that we've got to notice. Children sitting in the marketplaces. They don't want to move. They don't want to change. They don't want to follow Jesus. They want to stay there with their boombox playing the type of music that's going to get God to dance according to their rhythms or to weep according to their rhythms, rather than to attune their whole life to the ever new song God is playing. Then Jesus applied it. They criticized John the Baptist for being too ascetical. That he was either eating nor drinking, and so they said he's got a devil inside of him. And then Jesus came and He drew close to tax collectors and sinners. He met them at the table. He appreciated the good food and the good wine that God had given. And they were claiming that all that He was doing too was by the power of Beelzebul, and that He was a glutton and a drunkard. The expression that we have is damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because the people just didn't want to meet the Lord and be transformed with Him to continue that dance with the Lord, as the Carmelites describe it, all the way to heaven. For us, are we ready to respond to the Lord's music? Or are we the ones trying to fit Him into our songs? What are the types of songs that we play for the Lord? A lot of the time, some of us can play a sentimental ballad. All that we really want the Lord to do is to comfort us according to our category, not really to challenge us. On the flip side, some of us like to play V-Dor's eschatological marches, in which it literally sort of scares the daylights out of people, and that's the tune we want the Lord to do. Do it this way or you go to hell. Your choice, that's it. Make it now, otherwise pay the price forever. We don't really, in many cases, go out and say, "What tune are you playing today? What tune do you want me to live my life in synchrony with? What's the tune that Jesus Christ is playing? It's the real tune of His mercy, which means two things. God's love comes, but then it requires a response. God's mercy isn't indulgent. Pope Francis talks about mercy. He says that doesn't give somebody a green light to become corrupt. Mercy is a great offer, but we've got to go out and meet the Lord in that mercy, which means we've got to change. We've got to be willing to leave our sins behind, and as we would through a jubilee door, go on an exodus from our former life outside the door to a new embrace with the Lord on the inside. But we do sometimes have to grasp that we like to play the music for the Lord to respond to us according to our categories, rather than to listen more attentively to say, what tune are you playing, Lord, and how are you asking me to sing a new song in that way? In the other readings today, we see the consequences of a life that dances to the Lord's music, or a life in which we try to conform God to our uncreative, hokey jingles. Responsorial Psalm, Psalm 1, is one of the most important ones highlighting this contrast. It talks about the blessed life, the one that's in tune with God, as one who delights on the law of the Lord and meditates on it day and night. And that type of person will be like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. This is the type of fruit that comes, to quote the prophet Isaiah in today's first reading, who learns from the Lord, who wants to teach us what is for our own good, who wants to lead us on the way we should go, who wants us to hearken to His commands. But then there's another way. It's the way of sinners, the company of the insolent, who, the psalmist tells us, are like chaff that the wind blows away. Because there's no real substance, there's no real weight there. As you know, the Hebrew word for holiness is kadosh, which means heavy. To be holy is to be solid. But it doesn't mean you just stay put. It's to be solid in such a way that there's a dynamism that's always following the Lord. Today, as we come forward, the Lord Jesus comes to meet us. He wants us to come with Him, to embrace His mercy, to be so transformed that we go out in a journey with His mercy, that we're singing that great hymn of the Psalms that the Carmelites again like to sing. Cantabo misericordias tuas in aeternum. I will sing of your mercies forever and ever. That's the ever-new song of the church, and that's what we're all supposed to be singing in beautiful choir this year and always. How great it will be if one day somebody will insult us like they insulted Jesus for being a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.